Hello, I'm here today with Peter Craftle from the University of Birmingham. We're going to be talking about children and environments. I find all this so interesting because, of course, we're in 2019 now. We've had all the school strikes this year on school children walking out of school on Friday. We've got this very strong sense that children are in many ways, children and young people are more environmentally conscious than adults. But do you think that young people are particularly environmentally conscious?
Yes, I do. And I say that with just a little bit of hesitation, because I think that's quite a complex question. I think they certainly are environmentally conscious in terms of the big issues. I wouldn't necessarily say that they're any more environmentally conscious than perhaps the previous generation of young people who are now in their 20s, 30s and perhaps 40s, simply because debates about the environment have been raging since the 1980s, when we really first started talking about environmental change and global warming and collecting evidence for it. I don't know whether it's partly the rise of social media, but also just the sheer high profile of these debates, which really means that they are now on the agenda, perhaps more so than ever before. And we're talking about young people's activism. But again, of course, young people have been active and engaged in climate-related activism and other forms of protest and awareness raising for some years. I think the other thing, though, I'd like to point to, and this relates to some work that I've done outside the UK in Brazil, is that the ways in which children, young people, as part of their societies and their local communities, relate to the environment does vary with place. So the climate strikes are one expression of children's environmental consciousness, but the work that we've done in Brazil, where we've looked at children's understandings of food, water and energy as different resources, has shown us that children there have a really rich and detailed understanding of the environment, but they learn about the environment in different ways, and perhaps they express that environmental knowledge in different ways. And in particular there, we found that they express it in terms of questions of social justice and class-related inequalities, and not necessarily always in terms of the generational debates that have characterised the climate strikes.
Thank you. I think that's a very, very important point to make, that it's not children in the West who are necessarily suffering the worst impacts of climate change at the moment. It is children elsewhere and who have a very different relationship with the environment. And I think sometimes we do concentrate a bit too much on the Western activists as opposed to the young people in other places, and I think that's very important to keep in mind. So thank you for that.
That's right, and I would also say that, that we need to think about who is involved in the climate strikes and whether they represent all young people from all segments of society. And they are fairly broad, but there have been questions raised about whether, for instance, some of the main protagonists of the climate strikes are mainly from white, more privileged backgrounds. And whether that's always the case in all of the protests. So there are ongoing questions, not only about different places, but about the diversity of who is actually represented in those forms of climate action.
Yes, indeed. Lots of food for thought there. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Peter.
Thank you.